Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 through 11. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We continue to reap the benefits of the Holy Spirit's divine wisdom to slow roll the apostles. He sanctified them to speak in due time, and so John did not shrink from recording Jesus' sermon to them on the night when he was betrayed, even though it was not particularly flattering to the apostles. But nevertheless, these things are written that you may believe and have life in his name. And learning from this, the church has also shown excellent wisdom to appoint portions of that Holy Thursday sermon on the latter Sundays after Easter. How can it be wise to read the Bible so out of order as this? Well, yes, it can be, because according to the Bible's own chronology, the apostles understood none of it at the time. As Jesus said in Sunday's gospel, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. In the light of the resurrection, the minds of the apostles were opened to understand the scriptures. Before his death and resurrection, Jesus had commanded them, "Tell no one the vision. Keep quiet about my miracles, and don't say that I am the Christ." Well, now the command is to proclaim this to all nations. The Holy Spirit has seen that nothing of Christ's possessions were lost, not just those 11 disciples, but also none of his words being lost. He's gathered them all up like baskets full of bread fragments, so that you may eat and be satisfied also. Now, of course, it was the slowness of heart, it was the weakness of the flesh that caused Christ's words to be ignored on that night. And yet the Spirit has seen that no damage would come from this, because those were never words that Jesus was speaking for that night only. And that's something that the church year's timing helps us to see very plainly. What Christ said before his passion applies to his church now as well. What he said about his own little while of suffering and persecution on the cross, that holds encouragement for us in our little season of suffering and persecution now in the church. Nothing is misapplied when we hear not only Friday and Sunday in his Thursday words, but also Ascension and Pentecost too. Nothing is misapplied when we are pointed forward by these words to the general resurrection and his second coming, as well as to his victorious resurrection at his first. And likewise, today's epistle does a similar thing. From an apostle who was himself untimely born, we have a retrospective word of correction to those three pillars who were toppled that night. We are not people of the night. We are not children of the darkness. Indeed, those who sleep, sleep at night. Peter, James, and John, could not stay awake and watch even 1 hour with their Lord, weighed down as they were with sorrow, perhaps also dissipation. And those two are wisely linked, bluntly and manifestly, as every mature person begins to learn, nothing good really ever happens after midnight. The sins that are connected with the bottle frequently give occasion for the sins that are connected with the bed, and both of those are worthy of God's wrath. But what Paul is admonishing here is a little different. It really is more to avoid this mindset, this sleepy, groggy, foggy, stumbling, bumbling lack of awareness that children of the darkness have. Whether that is partying hard or lazing in a narcotic sedation, when the thief comes, he's going to catch them unawares. They won't hear him slipping into their purse or breaking into the garage. Well, in a similar way, those who are asleep about the things of the Lord, those who are inattentive to the Word of God, will not be prepared for the Lord's judgment. When it comes, not only will they be fuzzy and unbalanced, not able to react, but they won't be able to see anything because they've made their life in darkness. But how amazing that he says, "You, O disciples, O Peter and James and John who cannot keep awake, O Saul who persecutes me and my Christians, O saints of God here, you are not children of the night and of the darkness, but you are of the light and of the day. You stand in the light of the resurrection too, and that light can cut through the gloomiest clouds. The scales have fallen from your eyes by holy baptism. The stupor has lifted and your minds are open to his Holy Spirit as well. You know that Jesus Christ is Lord and God. You are dressed for action with faith and love at your core, with a head of hope for the salvation that is yours in Christ Jesus that will be revealed at his coming." And all of this is the Holy Spirit's wise work. Christ said that he would bring him to you with all of his benefits. Well, what Christ accomplished at his first coming, dying for you while you were yet sinners, rising for you while you were yet sleeping in, this is yours to strengthen and preserve you to his second coming and into eternal life. Paul, like John, he's not ashamed to encourage you and to build you up as you see how Christ rescued him and brought him into the light. And more than this, the apostles write God's very words, and they do it to assert something not just about them and what they saw and what they did, but also something about you together with them. God has not destined us for wrath, but he has destined us to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live in him. Such is the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, who even at this late and dark hour would encourage and build us up with the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection. It's not too late, 4 weeks after Easter, to still be raising a glad voice and alleluias. It's not too late to sing your hosannas even, because you are children of light, and you are looking forward to the day of victory, the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.